It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Bee. As we get closer to Election Day, there's lots of attention on debates and forums in the community, and Nathan Eagle joins us on the line. Morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
You've been focusing on the race for governor, and I understand there were two forums yesterday, or two debates.
There was one in the morning hosted by some of the tourism groups, and then one in the evening hosted by Hawaii News Now.
So what was your sense? Any clear winners in the forums that you saw?
You know, not really. I mean, there was a lot of the familiar campaign themes that they were hitting hard with Governor Ige talking about how he's doing the right things for the right reasons. And Hanabusa, of course, saying she has this proven record of leadership. But there weren't really a whole lot of specifics, and they kind of went back and forth on different points.
Now, I've been traveling, and I was really kind of amazed to see how a lot of the ads, the election ads, were just really pretty kind of dirty, you know, in Chicago and New York. And obviously our elections here, our campaign ads are pretty tame in comparison. But, you know, obviously this race is an important one. And we did see one of the three candidates, main contenders, drop out in the primary here. Senator Clayton Hee stepped away. You know, what's your take on how the candidates did yesterday in the forum, you know, given that they've got some undecided voters to kind of sway to their camp?
You know, the contrast was really clear, not so much between the candidates for governor, you know, David Ige, of course, and Colleen Hanabusa, but between the races, because it was a long night of debates. We saw the lieutenant governor's race, then we saw the first congressional district race candidates. There's five and six candidates apiece in those. And then we saw last the main show, the governor's debate. Ige and Hanabusa stayed, you know, respectful. They disagreed, but they stayed very respectful. I'd say the same thing for the LG's race. Got a little bit more heated during the congressional district race. So I'm not sure if we're going to see more of that in the race for governor as we enter this home stretch or not, but it's something we'll be watching for.
Now, I imagine there are going to be a few more forums before the August election. You think they're just going to get maybe a little bit more feisty?
I think it's entirely possible. I mean, it's really crunch time. You know, we've got, August 11th is the primary. I think ballots go out a couple weeks before that. So we are really, really in crunch time now, and I think the gloves may come off.
What was your assessment of the forum that you watched last night? Where were the points made on either side?
You know, they each took swipes at each other over some familiar things we've heard. For Hanabusa, it was the false missile alert that Ige fumbled back in January. On the other side, he's coming back at her with the Colina sweetheart tax deal that she was involved with when she was in the state Senate. So we build on those a little bit. Added a few more layers with some of the other topics. The lieutenant governor and his relationship with Shan Tsutsui came up. Affordable housing, of course, homelessness, and a bunch of others.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if the gloves, in fact, do get off and if we see more jabs taken in the ads in the weeks to come. Thanks a lot, Nathan.
I'll be watching. Thank you.
All right. That was reporter Nathan Eagle talking about today's reality check. To read the stories about the candidates vying for your vote, visit civilbeat.org.